From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Turkey, hundreds of serving and retired military personnel are in jail. They've been charged with plotting to overthrow the ruling party. So far, no one has been found guilty. Spearheading the attack against alleged military coup plotters is a small newspaper with just 50,000 readers called Taraf. In January, it published classified military documents describing an alleged plot to bomb Turkish mosques. In response, 80 people were arrested, among them a former deputy military chief of staff. Julia Rook in Istanbul reports now on this small newspaper that's been punching well above its weight.
To reach Taraf, you walk through a European-style cafe bookshop. The smell of real coffee wafts through the air, and you can sit in a leather armchair and read books on anything from the Republic's founder, Kemal Atatürk, to novels by Charlotte Bronte and Victor Hugo. Unlike other Turkish newspapers, Taraf has no security scanner and no one asks for an ID. Yasemin Çongar, Taraf's deputy chief editor, describes it as a liberal newspaper, the voice of the oppressed. It's been called a government mouthpiece, but she insists it has no religious or party agenda.
I want, to live in a democratic country. I want a country where the military is out of politics. Results of the elections are respected. I don't want any unelected officials holding the power in Turkey.
Taraf opened in 2007 with the first shots of what would become Turkey's trial of the century, Ergenekon. An alleged underground network with links to the military, accused of plotting to overthrow the ruling Justice and Development Party, which has Islamist roots. Taraf runs stories that other journalists wouldn't touch, because insulting the military is still a criminal offence in Turkey. Then came the scoops.
All of a sudden, we were receiving all these leads from different institutions, from the government, from the military, from the gendarmerie, and all of a sudden we realized that there are so many people waiting to be whistleblowers in Turkey.
As the police arrested hundreds of people charged with belonging to Ergenekon, Taraf published incriminating documents and phone taps. According to a Taraf columnist and university professor, Murat Belger, these were leaked by the police and the courts.
I think what comes from the police to the prosecutors is in some way leaking out to Taraf and to other publications probably, but Taraf is making more use of them.
But in January, Taraf began calling the shots. One night, a young reporter called Mehmet Baransu received a suitcase containing 5,000 pages of classified military documents. It contained alleged details of Turkey's biggest and bloodiest plot, known as Sledgehammer.
Two major mosques in Istanbul were to be bombed by groups of eight soldiers each. And there was very, very detailed planning of that, including a discovery team, an explosives team, a recording team, a reporting team.
Taraf published the documents. Çongar says they corroborated them as best they could by talking to witnesses. She adds the newspaper was egged on by the Prime Minister and the head of state intelligence. Cüneyt Ülsever is a columnist for Hürriyet. Like Taraf, he relies on leaks, but in his case they come from defence lawyers representing Turkey's generals. He says the Sledgehammer coup plot is a fake. He doesn't believe Taraf's so-called whistleblowers are acting alone. He thinks they're part of an organised conspiracy to get revenge for years of repression. I caught up with him in a Western-style piano bar.
The religious groups have, for 30 years, tried to put their own men into military, into police department, into Ministry of Interior. These pro-religious political groups, they work in disguise.
In the end, the courts will decide whether the documents are genuine or not. But Ülsever warns that if the generals are acquitted, for Taraf, there could be hell to pay. For NPR News, this is Julia Rook in Istanbul.